Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's baby Crockett when we need them?
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, now we get to speak to a writer that more people read his stuff than anybody else out there in the gun culture, and that is, of course, one young Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Likewise, it's always a pleasure to be here with you. And I want to kick off with this just simply because, looking at the headline of this, I'm sort of interested because I never read your stuff anymore. I wait till you come on the show so I can hear about it first right there, which is not good because I'm supposed to be managing the clock and all the other stuff, and I don't do that. But anyway, that's beside the point. Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, she wants to make gun sales illegal.
Well, you only have so many letters you can put in a headline.
Sure.
And so what happened here is that what I would have preferred was she wants to make gun sales more illegal than they already are. And what it is that she wants to believe in impossible things.
Right.
And she says she does. I mean, ordinarily you want sane, sober, realistic people in your legislature because you don't want them passing legislation that's based on fantasy.
Sure.
It doesn't work out very well. So one of the characteristics of people who at least propose that they want more legislation to restrict what firearms people can have is that they believe in impossible things. And part of that is that if they do not believe in having armed protection themselves, if they don't believe in having firearms, and they don't have any, and they never learned how to use them, they say, well, if you take guns away from that guy over there, or that guy way over there behind that tree, that isn't going to affect me. He's not me. It doesn't hurt me any. And what Gillibrand, and her whole brand, literally, how she got to the Senate, is on gun control. As I recall the story, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, her husband was killed in a famous incident where a bunch of people were murdered, and that sympathy vote is what got her into the Senate. Anyway, she was talking about making another law to make buying guns outside of New York, transporting them to New York, and then selling them in New York without going through a federally licensed dealer even more illegal than it already is. Because it is already illegal to do that. And it's been illegal to do that for about 50 years, a little more than 50, because it started with the 1968 Gun Control Act. Now, it turns out that murders in general had been going up a little bit in New York in 1967. And they at the time, they blamed it on guns coming in from outside of New York. So it was one of the arguments for passing the Gun Control Act of 1968 was that we'll make it illegal for people to buy guns in another state and bring them back to their home state, or to buy a gun in one state and take it to another state. That was one of the major provisions of the Gun Control Act of 1968. But after that act was passed, homicides just kept on going up. And it did not appear to have any effect on overall homicides at all, and especially not in New York. In 1967, the murder rate was 6.5 per 100,000 in New York. It was going up. It had started going up, I think, in 65 about then. And it reached a peak of 14.5, which is like 2.5 times as much, in 1990. So that's already, 33 years later. Then it started gradually falling, and the current rate is really quite low. It's 2.9, the lowest since 1965. But gun laws in the rest of the country became less and less restrictive since about, starting in 87 with the federal law. You could argue about, Indiana law before that and so on. But around that time, in the late 80s, we started reforming, carry laws and how hard it was to buy guns in certain states and things like that. And so we generally were making the ability to get guns and carry them less restrictive since about the late 1980s. And it really has had, we cannot measure any effect that it's had on the homicide rate. It just doesn't work. And you just can't implement the level of control that you would need to try to stop guns from getting to New York from another state and still have a free republic with limits and, checks and balances and limits on government power. And we have numbers to show about what you need to do. Because at the minimum, we had in 2019 showed 7,300 and some guns were traced in New York. So that's about how many were confiscated. And about almost half of those were for simple illegal possession, which doesn't indicate they were involved in any violent crime at all. And of the total number that were confiscated, about 1,000 of those were from inside New York. So only at most a little over 6,000 guns came from outside New York. Well, you do the math. It's only 17 to 18 guns a day to smuggle in New York, makes up for all of those that were confiscated in 2019. That's not very many. I mean, there's millions of cars that go in and out of New York every day.
Right.
All it takes is a few people's, cousin Joe says, if you get a chance to get one of those pistols down in North Carolina when you're down there or whatever, wrap it up in a package and put it in your trunk and don't say anything about it until you get back. It only takes 18 people a day doing that to make up for all the guns that were confiscated in 2019.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. You cannot do it, even if you put the level of control on the New York border that we have on the Mexican border. It doesn't work.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. I want to get with that when we get back. Dean writes has well over 1,800 articles now at ammoland.com. You go to all contributors at the bottom right. Click on that. He'll be in the middle of the left hand column. Click on him, and then you have access to 1,800 plus articles. Go check that out, ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about Kirsten Gillibrand and how they're now this wanting to make guns illegal. Is this a federal thing she's trying to do? Or is this a New York kind of thing?
Federal law she's trying to pass, and it hasn't been going anywhere because, frankly, it doesn't make any sense. It's just a reiteration of what is already in law, and so it. She's just acting as a Pollyanna fantasist. You know, she thinks, well, I will give her credit for being more of a realist than that.
Okay.
This is her brand. This is what got her into the Senate, pushing gun control. She's continued to push this the whole time. It's never gone anywhere. But she can say, I'm staying true to my brand. I am pushing this, even if it doesn't make any sense. Well, consider, you know, this got her into the Senate. One of the top, most powerful, prestigious positions in the world, and it's keeping her there. I mean, it works for her. It's a great brand for her. You know, so I don't blame her too much for continuing to push what got her into that position. I'd like to think a senator would be a little bit more, shall we say, reasonable and rational and responsible than that. But as a point of fact, a lot of people who get into positions of power are anything but reasonable, responsible, and rational. A lot of them are rational when you consider they're working for their own good and not everybody else's. But I was starting to say how this is. You only have to look at the Mexican border to see how foolish this proposition is. Mexico has many times as many guns smuggled in, or at least traced out of it, as are traced out, well, about twice as many as are traced out of New York every year. And Mexico has a much tighter border. And the gun control laws in Mexico are much more intense than they are in New York. And yet, the murder rate in Mexico is 10 times greater than the murder rate in New York. And there's plenty of evidence from all over the world that the number of legal guns does not correlate, does not affect the murder rate. I wrote an article, oh gosh, I think it's been maybe a year ago now, and a Small Arms Survey, it's an outfit out of Switzerland that is rather pro-gun control. But at least they try to get their facts right. I'll give them credit on that. And they looked at how many, they tried to get a good estimate of how many legal guns, how many illegal guns there were in various populations. And I looked at Brazil and India and China, all of them, it's fairly hard to legally own a gun. And they have kind of similar rates of illegal gun ownership in all three countries. It's about four to six guns per 100, illegal guns per 100 people in those countries. And India has had fairly intense gun control for 160 years.
Yeah.
And yet they have that, you know, 4 to 6 illegal guns. And China is one of the most totalitarian countries in the world. And they have roughly that level of illegal guns. And if you look at the homicide rates, Brazil has a homicide rate about 6 times that of the United States. India, it's about 2/3. So roughly comparable. And China, at least according to the numbers the Chinese Communist Party report, which, of course, is dubious at best, has only 1/8 the homicide rate of the United States. So you can see that the number of illegal guns per population has no correlation with the number of homicides. And this is validated with the research that John Lott did when he looked at all of the countries in the world that he could get data from, and there was no correlation between homicide numbers and the number of guns owned per 100 people. It's just no correlation. And that research was done in 2014. And so there's also considerable evidence that the number of guns does not affect the overall suicide rate. And, you know, for similar kinds of numbers, usually suicides are more common than homicides. But the number of guns owned doesn't have much effect on it. It has no correlation. Now, it may have some relatively small effect on the number of homicides with guns or the number of suicides with guns, but it doesn't change the overall numbers. And so, you know, I don't think it matters much to the person who's killed, whether they're killed with a gun or killed with a knife or a bomb or a car or poison, or whether they commit suicide by hanging or jumping off a tall building or a bridge. You know, they're still dead. So this whole idea, the very essence of the argument that the people want to put more legal controls on guns, just it's false. It's a false assumption about the nature of reality from the beginning. But it's attractive to these people who do not have guns and don't believe they're ever going to need a gun themselves because it doesn't cost them anything. I don't have a gun, so go take away guns from those other people who value them. It doesn't bother me. And that's the attitude we run up against and why people fall for this false logic.
Interesting stuff. I mean, I very rarely put myself in the place of the gun grabbers. I have a hard time adapting to that mindset. So when we get back, I want to talk about the bear story because, you know, I'm all about the bear story.
It's a good one, isn't it?
I haven't read it, and I want to hear about it. So,
well, you'll like it.
And everything we're talking about today is ripped straight from the page at ammoland.com. Where Dean has over 1,800 articles waiting on you right now today. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to announce Thursday, pending a policy review, that his administration will require federal employees to get vaccinated or be regularly tested for COVID-19. The move comes as Google announces it will require all workers coming to campus to be vaccinated, joining the number of public and private enterprises taking new precautions as a highly infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 sweeps the United States. While speaking in Pennsylvania on Wednesday, Biden again urging everyone to get vaccinated.
Please, please, please. If you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important.
In financial news on Wednesday, the Dow lost 127 points to close at 34,930. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is being pressed about calling Republican leader Kevin McCarthy a moron.
To say that wearing a mask is not based on science, I think, is not wise. And that was my comment. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
During a news conference, Pelosi, a devout Catholic, did not revisit the moron comment directly. She said the decision to reimpose the mandate was based on science, science, science. The Atlanta spa gunman pleads guilty to 4 counts of murder. With the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
22-year-old Robert Aaron Long, accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta, Georgia massage businesses, pled guilty to murder Tuesday and 4 of the killings. Mr. Long was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Cherokee County prosecutors had planned to seek the death penalty, but decided a plea deal would bring swift justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and now we're going. Dean created the bear story for me. He didn't actually create it for me, but boy, do I enjoy it. And whatever, and your bear stories, I'm sure you get a lot of feedback from them. So without even going into the headline, tell me about the latest bear story.
Okay, well, a very interesting thing about this story to me is it confirms one of my assumptions, is there's a lot more bear stories out there where people defended themselves against bears than we ever hear about, because most of them are not publicized. This event happened back in 2005, on 22nd of September 2005, and it was the only reason we found out about it is because Freddie Real, with some encouragement for me, filed a Freedom of Information Act request that obtained this information from a federal law enforcement agency. We would never have heard about it otherwise. And what happened is that there was a group of hunters from Ohio who applied for elk permits in Wyoming. And this particular hunter had gotten one of the permits that his group was drawn, and they were attacked by a grizzly bear while hunting elk in the Shoshone National Forest. It's in up in the north west corner of Wyoming. And the details were found in this Freedom of Information Act response. And so he had been assigned, the hunter had been assigned a guide by the outfitter, a licensed outfitter. And on 22nd September, they decided, well, the guide said, let's go to the Elizabeth Creek area, which is a remote area in the wilderness in Wyoming. And they took two pack mules and their riding horses, and they left a little later, probably after sunrise, in order, because they thought, the guide said, there's a good chance we'll see elk along the way. And they actually did see elk along the way, but because they saw that some other horses were tethered in that general area, they didn't want to interfere with the hunt of another group of hunters, or another guide and hunter, and so they kept traveling to the Elizabeth Creek area. And they arrived there, they heard an elk, a bull elk, bugling below them. So they were attempting to hunt this elk, and one of the things they hoped that it would do is that it would bed down, and they'd find out where it was, and then they could stalk it. But if they were unable to find the bull, they made a plan that they would leave the area around 6 to 6.30 p.m., which is getting pretty close to sundown. That doesn't give them a lot of time to get back to their camp with daylight. And in a remote area, that's fairly important, especially over rugged terrain. So about 15 to 20 minutes before 6, the guide saw a sow grizzly bear with a cub. And he said, we need to leave the area. And obviously, it was getting close to the time they were going to leave anyway, and they didn't want to stick around where it was more dangerous. So they started leaving. They got about 200 yards away from where they started, and the guy said, I forgot the cow call. A cow call is a call that when you blow it in, it makes a sound like a cow elk, or you can make a sound like a cow elk through it. And the idea is to get a bull elk to respond so that you can figure out where it is or draw the bull into you. So he said, I'll go back and get this cow call and you stay here until I come back. So he left and he's coming back and he's watching as he's getting closer to the hunter. He sees the hunter is looking at something, watching something, and he figured it was probably an elk. But when the guide got about 50 yards from the hunter, the hunter yells, look out! And the guy turns and he sees the movement in the trees, and he said that he thought it was probably a bull elk, but out of the woods into a little clearing comes a sow grizzly with two big cubs, almost adults. They figured them to be 2 years old. Those are, they're pretty large bears by themselves. And the guide attempts to warn the bear off by making him say, I'm a human, you know. He stood full up and raised his arms. He's waving them around and yelling, hey, bear, get out of here. Well, the bear just charged straight at him, roaring. So the guide goes to his plan B, which was to draw a .44 Magnum revolver. But plan B failed because the trigger guard of the revolver hung up and he wasn't able to draw it. By this time, the bear was just feet away from him, and there was a large-ish, well, reasonably good-sized birch tree, about 8 inches in diameter there, so he ducks behind the tree to try to dodge the bear. Now, the guide estimated, that he spent 40 seconds dodging the bear, playing ring around the birch tree or whatever, and until the bear grabbed him on his right side. Now, I suspect it was less time than that, because when you get into a life and death situation, very often time seems to slow down, and it seems a lot longer than it actually is. But the bear grabs him. He's got him by the side. He worries him like a dog shaking a rat. And then the bear knocks him down to the ground, and the bear lets go of the guide and starts running toward the hunter. Well, the hunter had a crossbow. And I'm sure while all this was going on, he probably made sure he was ready. Now, it said that the guide was about 50 yards from the hunter when the hunter yelled at him. So the bear starts running at the hunter, And when she gets within 10 yards of him, he shoots the bear in the chest with the crossbow.
Boing!
And the bolt hits the bear in the chest, and the bear kind of stops and sort of stands up, turns around, and starts going back toward the guide. And when it gets back toward where the guide is, it lays down, mortally wounded, probably.
Right.
And the hunter yells at the guide, "She's right next to you. She's dead. I'm okay." And the guide gets up and says, "Where is he?" "She's 6 to 8 feet from you." And I've been in situations where you can miss seeing a large animal because they blend into the terrain pretty well, especially if they're down on the ground. And he says, "And there he is." So he sees that the bear is still alive, and I guess he's able to draw the .44 without hanging up the trigger guard this time, and he shoots the bear in the back of the head to finish it off with the .44 Magnum.
Let me get you to hold right there. Because we're coming up on the last break. These things we've been talking about, these things we've been discussing, these are straight out of Dean's content, which you can find at Ammoland.com. If you want to just isolate Dean and look at his 1,800-plus articles, go to all contributors, go to the left-hand side. You'll see Dean down in the middle on the left-hand side. Click that, and Viola, you are there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about the bear, and since this is the last segment, do we have more to talk about with the bear, or can we move
on? There's a little bit more.
Okay, go.
Sort of an after action.
Yeah.
And that is that, so the guide had just finished off the bear with his 44 Magnum, a sow grizzly that had attacked him unprovoked. It doesn't appear that there was anything he had done to provoke this bear to attack him. He just existed. And so he'd been mauled, and the bear went after the hunter, and the hunter shot the bear with a crossbow, and that stopped the attack. So they look around to see if any of the two, either of the two large cubs are a danger, you know, are threatening them, and they're not. They don't see them in the area. So they leave. Now, federal law requires that if you have to shoot a grizzly bear in self-defense, you report it and let authorities know that you've done so. So they get back and they report the attack. I think it was no later than the 23rd, the next day. You're given 5 days to report an attack. And a Wyoming warden interviewed the guide. And he contacted the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Fish and Wildlife Service special agent. And the warden confirmed that the guide had several puncture wounds to his right side and the right front of his chest. Now, you know, a bear bite wounds are not easy to fake. So I think that was pretty good indication that he really had been attacked by a bear. So, it was about 2 weeks later that the special agent and a warden, the special agent from the Fish and Wildlife Service and the warden, they took a helicopter flight to this remote area in an attempt to find this dead grizzly and investigate. But, you know, you wonder, did they get a weather briefing before they took the helicopter flight out there? because it said in the Freedom of Information Act response that the search was severely hampered by 12 to 14 inches of new snow. Now, if you've ever looked for anything, but this bear had been dead a couple of weeks already. And now there's 12 to 14 inches of new snow covering the area. You're not going to find a particular lump under 12 to 14 inches of snow and determine that's the dead bear by taking a helicopter ride out there. It's just not plausible. We certainly did not have the technology to do it back then. So given the circumstances, on 28 July of 2006, which is about 10 months later, the U.S. Attorney General, Assistant U.S. Attorney General, I think called AUSA, declined criminal prosecution. And then it took another about 6 months. Well, no, it wouldn't be six, it would be 4 months, to November of 2006, and the solicitor... Office of the Solicitor for the Department of the Interior for the Rocky Mountain Region declined to pursue a civil suit against the guide and hunter. So they finally dropped the matter more than a year after it happened, even though it was clear that the guide had actually been mauled by a grizzly, and that made it legitimate self-defense. So that pretty much finishes up that bear story. There'll be more because there's a lot of them out there that we are diligently searching for.
I love those kind of stories. I love it. But I want to hear about, first of all, I'd really like to know why they call the former Czech Republic the former Czech Republic and why they don't have the real proper name, because that's like the artist formerly known as Prince to me.
That's a good question. The Czech Republic, it was called Czechoslovakia before it was taken over by the Eastern Bloc. And it was Czechoslovakia after it left, Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Right.
So, the Czech Republic is only from about 20 years old right now, I think. Maybe
right.
25 at most. So I don't know why they say the former Czech Republic, but what happened is fascinating. I think it's some wonderful news, and that is this Czech Republic in 2015, the European Union has very strict rules about people owning firearms. And in 2015, you had that series of jihadi attacks in Paris. Charlie Hebdo, and then there was that nightclub attack that killed 70 or 80 people, a huge number, and just a number of them. And so the response of the European Union was to make it even harder for ordinary citizens in the European Union to own or obtain firearms. Now, in the Czech Republic, they only got out of the Soviet Union 20 years earlier, 25 maybe, and they considered it a big part of freedom to be able to legally own guns and even have them for self-protection. It was a huge change from being under the Soviet Empire.
Right.
So they said, we don't want further restrictions, and in the Czech Republic there's almost 2.5% of the population have carry permits. They're one of the very few people in Europe. I don't know if there's any other. Switzerland allows it. But in the European Union, I don't think there's any other that actually allow people to carry firearms for self-defense. And so they started a process to make a constitutional amendment to guarantee their right to use weapons for self-defense. And it passed the lower house and the upper house, the Senate, about a week ago. And people said, well, it's just symbolic. It doesn't really mean anything. But I found a Czech citizen talking about it on a YouTube channel. And he said, look, this is just the first step. Yeah, it's true. The European Union can tell us, you know, whether people can have guns or not. But what we're going to do here, now that we have the right as an amendment in the Constitution to protect ourselves with weapons, we're going to work on the government by making all of the people with weapons permits legitimate auxiliaries in our internal defense forces. And so if they're regulated by the government as part of the defense forces, then they fall outside the European Union regulations, because internal security is not to be regulated by the European Union. And I thought it was a brilliant idea. I have considered something similar in the United States, where the states could do a similar thing. They could define anyone with a concealed carry permit as potentially being part of a state militia. And they could say, if you've got a concealed carry permit, here, take this 3 or 4 hour course, and that makes you a member of the militia. Anytime you're carrying the weapon, you're on duty. And by the way, all those National Firearms Act rules that apply to private citizens, well, they don't apply to you when you're part of the militia. So I don't see how that could be worked against with the federal government. And it just takes a state and a legislature with some cojones who are willing to implement it.
Well, I'm glad that's the last word, because we have run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.